Harndorf has announced a lineup for next month's Harndorf Handmade, Handcrafted, Handpicked Festival. There are more than 300 events on offer. Michaela Gilbert, Marketing Manager of Harndorf, joins me to discuss. Hi, Michaela.
Hey, how you doing?
Really well, thank you. So you're building on two very solid years of programming. Remind us about this festival and what makes it special.
Yeah, well, what makes this event so special is it was born out of COVID. Most events closed their doors during COVID, whereas we created an event to welcome people in a COVID-friendly environment to be able to explore Harndorf when, you know, our traders were really struggling. So it was born out of needing to showcase Harndorf in a different way. No longer could the traders just, you know, build it and they will come and open the door and put your little shingle out. Really needed to put on something that showed something a bit different. So we wanted to highlight that Harndorf is full of artisans. Harndorf is full of an opportunity for you to see people at work. It's an opportunity to not just shop, you know, your standard shops. These are family-run, family-owned. Everything there is either handcrafted, handmade, or handpicked in that somebody has curated that collection. So it is a really unique street in that, you know, we don't have any of the big retailers, don't have any of the big franchise names, and we wanted to show that through a festival that was very inclusive, very exclusive as well, in that it was only for small groups of people. Some of our events are from 2 people in a class, up to 20 people in a class, but we keep it very small.
So take us through what's on offer this year.
Oh my goodness, there's a few of your old favourites. So the ones that sold out really fast last year, the Irish Quiz Night, we've got Create Your Own Bonsai, we've got Making Your Own Dog Collar from Leather, we've got cheese making classes, we've got some of the high tea at the Cedars and some painting classes and floral classes. This year we've also got some new ones which are already proving popular. One that's already sold out, which is Drag Queen Bingo. Barista 101, so learning how to make the best coffee. We've got Berenberger doing cooking roast Sunday roast master classes. We have cupcake decorating classes. We've got, let's have a look here, we've got 8-ball master classes, learning how to play 8-ball at the Old Mill, which will be super fun. That one's probably the most affordable event on the program as well. It's $25 and includes a drink and burger, so that's pretty cool. Learn how to play pool and have some fun. There's pottery classes, there's Aboriginal rush weaving workshop, there's learning how to do facials, there's Italian cooking classes, wine master classes, you name it, gingerbread icing. There's so many things happening in this festival.
Oh, wow. What sort of feedback have you had from the past couple of years? What do people enjoy about the festival?
I think they like that it's at a time where, I mean, the last two, there wasn't a royal show, there wasn't anything else happening. So for them, it was an opportunity to, you know, support small business and get behind it. It is supporting small business. There's, like I said, it's not a festival that the money goes interstate or overseas even. It all stays in the main street of Harndorf, which is really fantastic. The other thing that people loved about it as well was that it was such small groups. So people made friends. People had an opportunity to talk, to really get to know the owner of the business, which is really cool. And we were awarded the South Australian Regional Tourism Award for best regional event last year, which was really exciting as well. So that sort of proved to us that we were on a winner with our event. It brought in some much needed funds into the region, and definitely some much-needed dollars into the village that was struggling over the last couple of years.
Absolutely. Is it starting to bounce back now, Harndorf?
It certainly is. With interstate and international borders opening, it's starting to feel like it was pre-COVID, and it's starting to show with this year's event that there's people coming from all over the place, which is really exciting.
Very cool. How can we book our events, Michaela?
You go to www.harndorfhands.com.au.
Beauty. Hey, thanks so much. Really appreciate your time.
That's all right. Thank you.